Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, everyone. This is Ricky.
And this is Mimi.
You wish. So, we are on our way to a very important lunch. We are busy lesbians.
Yes.
We need the lunch lady special.
We are ladies who lunch on Saturday, because clearly we work during the week.
We can't lunch on Monday through Friday. Except if you're Taffy and... Taylor Latte Boy.
Yeah.
They can have lunch every day.
We need to figure out, how did he get that name?
You'll have to go back and listen to some of the old episodes.
Of his show?
Yes, you will.
Oh, okay.
I know how he got the name.
Okay.
And I might tell you later.
Okay. Well, I could listen to the show, that's fine.
No, you shouldn't.
I know, they're boring.
I'm just kidding. So, we are driving on our way down to Greek Town.
Yes, because we are meeting...
boys.
Boys, all type of boys.
No, we're having a luncheon with a few people that are here that are listeners to the show.
Yes.
That, can we turn this down just a little bit? That are here for Bear Pride and IML.
And all that jazz.
And we're like, well, let's take, a couple hours out of our busy
schedule.
Lesbian ladies schedules.
Look, I got a lot of shit today.
Right.
You
are busy, right?
Yeah.
Don't you have like a barbecue to go to?
Yeah, so we have the lunch. So I'm hoping that we can leave by at least 3. And then I have that. And then we have later on with Pookie, we have...
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever confirmed.
Oh, well, you...
We'll have to talk to Tony about that.
Yeah, and you have to talk to Leanne about it. Oh.
I...
Rawr! No.
You didn't say the whole name.
No. Okay. So, we'll have to, you'll have to talk to, Pookie about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll speak about it off the record. Oh. So, anyway, right. So, anyway, we want to send out a shout out to, a guy by the name of Justin Raymond, who left us a really awesome review on iTunes. We so appreciate that.
It was like 5 stars and y'all jumped.
Yeah, and apparently he's a new listener to our show.
Right. And hasn't gone back and listened to any of the old shows.
Yeah, so...
Which is crazy. Well, I mean, how did he find us?
Right.
We need to know that. We need you to email us.
Yeah, so email us and give us your
Lake
background.
Isn't Lake Shore Drive closed because the president's here? Aren't they supposed to be closing it? Or it's like bike the drive or something?
I don't know. But I'm not entering through here, so...
You're on the street.
Yeah, I'm going to enter through the other side.
Okay. Sorry, we're driving, or we're...
We're on the road again. Yeah. So this is our, third show on the road?
On the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Feeling kind of lonely. Well, I'm not feeling lonely because I got Rick here.
We're singing two different songs.
Two different. I'm singing Janet Jackson's Someone to Call My Lover, and you're singing I Don't Give a Fuck.
A country song. I think it's by Willie Nelson or somebody like that.
Oh, why you gotta open me?
Well, you know.
Anyway, thank you, Justin Raymond, for leaving us such an awesome review.
We'll read the review when we record.
Tomorrow, we'll read it. We'll read what it actually said. But it was very nice, and we appreciate it. We love it. Maybe you'll get a little gift. Maybe you'll get, like, undies, used undies. If you're gay, maybe we can send you some used undies. Or some used socks, if you're into that.
I don't want them to be upset that they got a dirty parachute in the mail.
That's gross. So nasty. I promise you, you're not going to get chocolate stains.
Well, I'm talking about the size. Oh. I don't want them thinking that they got a parachute, a dirty parachute.
Why did I immediately go to that dirty spot? Because clearly when you think of sweaty underwear, that's the first place you go to. Anyway.
It's okay if you leave streaks in your underwear. But sometimes it
they're
happens.
They're yours!
Well, sometimes it happens.
And if you shart and don't catch it, like, that's the whole point, right?
I throw those away.
Right, you have to.
I don't
to.
Even wash them.
Like, why would you? That would be totally gross. But anyway, so thank you, Justin. If you could send us, like, a little bio of yourself so we can read it on...
Or a picture and a, or picture, and a penis pic.
Penis pics are always welcomed.
We never shy away from a penis unless it's got, like, blisters and stuff on it.
Yeah, that's just gross.
Or it's shaped like a gonzo nose.
Yeah, if you're rocking...
A candy
some sort
cane.
Of, like, yeah, if you're rocking a candy cane with a fucking Wicked Witch of the West warts, we don't want it.
And a booty.
Right here?
Yeah.
That black guy?
The Latino.
No, the Latino. I've been getting into Latinos lately.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
So you're going with your own kind lately.
Yeah, well, because you white people are so hateful.
So you go to the next color pickup?
Exactly. I'm just going down the spectrum. Eventually, I'm just going to end up with, like, someone who looks
only,
like Snuffleupagus.
You're only doing, like, white Latinos, like, super white
no,
Latinos.
No, that's not necessarily true. However, I don't appreciate the indigenous-looking ones. Sorry. Sorry for any of the indigenous Latinos that listen to us. Yeah, I'm...
Which indigenous? Like, indigenous Mexico? Or
like, any
indigenous
of any kind.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's just my preference. I'm not trying to be racist.
You know, it's kind of weird.
Although Mark seems to think that I'm racist.
Oh, you're racist now?
Well, yeah, because on top of, like, the white... Oh, my God, Jesus.
Who are you
hot.
Beeping at? Well,
hot
don't
guy.
Beep at people that are hot.
Well, why not?
You're like a perverted man.
Well, hello, I am Mexican. Hello.
Yeah, but you beep at people that are in your way.
It's fine.
If you beep at people that are cute,
girl,
then
hi.
You'll be beeping at everybody.
You complain
look,
to someone who doesn't care. No. so anyway, but it's just my preference. I've been in love with the green-eyed, blue-eyed generation for a while.
I have green eyes.
Well, I do love you, so I guess it's befitting.
No, I was going to say, isn't it weird how indigenous Mexicans look like Asians?
Well, yeah, because that's what they, that's what...
It, like, the Asians walked on Pangea over to Mexico, and then that's...
Is that a bridge? Is that a bridge to America?
Oh, look at that.
I know, like...
Oh,
see,
my
like,
God.
He's wearing a jockstrap.
Like...
Totes
it has to, strap. Because his pants are so tight.
Well, and then he's, like, that's just...
Oh, look
shit,
at the front.
That's hot.
Y'all, we just really, witnessed a miracle.
That is just, that's, I'm sorry, that's fucking hot.
You know, God, we're going to see a bunch of them in Greektown, probably.
Well, what I would do to that ass. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ass for days. Ass for days. Oh my God, they tore that funeral home down.
Yeah, well, it's still need to tear down this area, period. It's all fucking janky.
I wonder what they're going to put here. I hope they put, like, a top. I won't put Target.
No,
no. I hope they put a... What do we hope we put there? A frozen yogurt place. A Starbucks.
They probably... Well, I don't know about the Starbucks, though.
A yoga place. A
yoga place would be good.
What else do we want there?
An
adult video movie theater.
With glory holes.
In the seats.
Right. So that when you sit down, they can eat your ass.
Oh, like the Pope seat.
Yeah. Wasn't that called, what are those called,
the Pope seat.
Yeah, a toilet seat is what it called?
The Pompeii or something.
that's a fancy name for, I'm gonna eat your ass. While you're
sitting girl, I'm gonna Pompeii you.
I'm gonna go Rome on your ass. I'm gonna Pompeii your ass.
I'm gonna go Roman Catholic on your ass. Okay, Pompeii.
Oh my God, that sounds so creepy. Because I immediately went to poor children that get molested by priests.
Are they really poor? That's awful.
I'm going to say, if they're really hot, no. That's horrible, Ricky. That's awful.
Oh, we shouldn't say such things.
We should not, because that's bad karma. It's bad karma to us.
I wasn't Catholic. God damn it.
God damn it. Are they fighting? Or what was
oh,
that? Was
I think
like
he thinks he's
Eskimo.
A taxi.
Oh.
I think he thinks he's a taxi.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, nice tattoo. So anyway, so how was your week, Ricky? How was your interview?
Wait, are we... No, we're going to talk about that on the regular show, right?
Oh, okay. Well,
we're just going to talk and see and say what we see.
Okay.
Let's talk about the people we're going to have lunch with. Let's say a bunch of bad things about them. So then when we go back and listen, they're going to be like, oh my God, what assholes.
They totally came in and said, they showed face. We were giving them face, girl. Face. Oh, too bad it's not video. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. So do you, what's your thoughts on uncut penis and regular penis, like, or uncircumcised penis and circumcised penis? Like, what do you think about that? What's your thoughts on it being done to children? Yada, yada, yada. Go. And go.
I loved an uncut penis.
Okay.
I remember the first time I saw one. I was a little shocked, and I was like...
Was this at the church that you were...
No. I was like, what's wrong with this issue?
First of all, time out. I don't even actually know where I'm going. I'm just headed...
We're going to Greektown.
Well, I know, but isn't that, like, on...
It's,
like Monroe or something?
235 Halsted Street or something. You know where the Crown Plaza is?
No. No idea. But
you use your phone for directions, and we'll use mine for recording.
Okay, go ahead.
I think in this day and age that... You should not circumcise your child. You should let them decide when they get older if they decide to do it. I mean, you know, a cut penis is just as nice.
Right, we're not discriminatory.
But, you know, I prefer a hot Latin uncut penis.
Got it.
Oozing.
Preferably big.
Just.
And thick.
Well,
it actually... That,
it doesn't
that
have
goes
to be
into,
all that.
Wait, going into another sort of realm of penis.
What is bringing this on? Why
well,
did
because
you see
I
a
had,
penis
like,
you
I,
loved?
I see my penis every day, thank you.
Oh.
I love it.
Okay.
No, I saw... There was a... I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about, like, uncut penis and regular penis. And,
so we're copying their content.
No. I wanted to get your... I thought it was an interesting topic, because I was talking with Jules about it, and she was all like... Oh, it's so that, like, she was kind of put off by it.
A lot of straight women are put off by it.
But, you know, I think because there's a stigma of, like,
it equates
dirty and, like, because people, like, some people don't know how to clean themselves. Or some guys weren't taught how to clean themselves properly. And I think that's sort of a deterrent as to why women in particular are sometimes put off by it.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of gay guys that are uncut don't clean themselves. I think they knew how to.
I have been witness. Now, I am uncut, so I am to the point sometimes where I think I've, like, taken off layers of skin.
Because it's not that hard to do.
Because I've been, like, so paranoid.
I mean,
of, like,
I clean them with my tongue all the time.
Oh, that's so nasty.
That's a joke.
Not really. Like, not really. You know, yeah. You like that cottage cheese?
Oh.
you
that
fucking,
Fromunda cheese.
You pull up that cracker and just go to town.
Oh, nasty. I am the cracker.
Get it? Anyway, so, just, you know, like, I am extremely anal about cleaning and making sure that that's properly cleaned. So I've come across other guys who have been uncut, and I love uncut, and I am just kind of like, dude, you're like fucking 30-something years old, and your shit smells. Like,
maybe they weren't expecting it. I mean, maybe they weren't expecting to have sex.
Oh, honey, when you go out to a club, or you call somebody over, you're expecting something.
Well, we all know that you don't go to clubs, so it has to be somebody called you over.
No, well, yeah, I mean, over my... hello, slut it up. Over my time, yeah, for sure. But I do appreciate the people who love it. Cause,
you said do.
Because, I mean, some of the guys that I've hooked
LSD
up with...
LSD closed
the 25th. So that's tomorrow, right? So I have been exposed... I've had people who have, like, oh my God, I was like, this penis is awesome, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, it's like, it's just a little extra skin, goddammit, you could just chew on your arm if you want that. I mean,
no, it's not the same. When you have a cut penis, and you see an uncut penis, it's, like, amazing. It's always like the brown-eyed person wanting the blue eyes and the blue-eyed person wanting the brown eyes.
This is where this came up with. So I got my dick sucked a couple days ago.
Oh. I want to know.
By an older gentleman. And this motherfucker was, he was giving, nobody likes a toothy motherfucking BJ. No one. Not unless you ask for
a
it.
A toothy?
And when you ask for
what's
a toothy?
Oh, toothy.
Yes.
Tooth.
And when you are asking for one, it is a very specific type of toothiness that you want.
I've never had a toothy blowjob.
Oh my god, he was horrible. And I was like, and this is another thing too, like, guys with uncut penises, people, men, gay men, our straight women who are out there, if you guys ever come in contact with an uncut penis, you have to be a little more gentler when you are sucking on it and licking all up under the hood, because it is a little bit more sensitive than it is on a guy who is cut. And if you don't know how to suck an uncut penis, you need to learn.
Hello.
Because it is, and don't be toothy. Nobody want a motherfucking
unless
tooth
you ask to be toothy.
Exactly.
Unless you ask to be toothy.
Okay? Because, you know, a little, like, tooth on, as you're coming up. I'm all for that once in a while when I ask for it. But I don't need you to be. So that is.
Where did you meet this older gentleman?
I don't want to
so
say.
So what happened was, it was an app.
So what had happened was, it was on the internet.
Oh, okay.
So we won't get into logistics.
Okay.
It's such a turnoff. And it literally, like, halfway through, I had to stop him like 2 or 3 times to be like, dude, watch what your fucking teeth. Like, what are you
doing? Did he come to your place?
Yes.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, you need to like stop scraping. I mean, I get it. It's all good and shit, but damn.
You're not looking at a popsicle.
Right. You're not going to buy to find a center filling. That's going to come right after you finish what you're doing.
And did it happen?
He sure did. Oh. She was a good girl. She swallowed. And I love to hear, because, you know, I'm a big comer, so, like, I always like to hear, it makes me laugh when I hear them say, god damn, that was a huge load, you're damn right. it coated your entire motherfucking throat. So I got real
right,
nasty,
calm
y'all.
Down, Mary.
Calm down.
You got real nasty, you were talking dirty to him. Like,
right, because
eat that fucking load, you old ass asshole. Like that?
No. All I said was,
"Oh, that's fuckhead."
It was kind of funny when I thought about it. I said, "Daddy, are you gonna eat this load?"
How old is he?
Dad would probably say he was in his 50s.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
like 56, 60-ish.
I would probably say 50, pushing 60. Like on the.
But he must have looked okay.
You know what? At this point, I did not. He wasn't a bad-looking person, but he just wasn't. I just wanted my dick sucked. So it was one of those where,
oh
like, I just
God,
need to come
Roger,
over,
you,
suck my dick, and go home.
It's like a porn.
It's totally like a porn. It was whatever. But anyway, so just, you know, people need to learn the difference between sucking a penis that is cut and sucking an uncut penis, because there are difference in physiological, like, the bearings are not the same, let's just put it that way. So, I mean, you have to be a little careful with when you're uncut, and you can't be pulling all crazy.
All crazy. Cannot be pulling all crazy.
You don't want to tear
that
shit.
To Oprah.
Oh, hey, Oprah. No, she sold that place.
Oh, she sold it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember?
I thought she sold the place over here.
Oh, maybe she did. Does she still
have a place? Because she has a place in Gold Coast.
You know, Madonna used to have a place up there.
You guys, the weather here today is perfect.
Yeah, it's 60 degrees.
And that's with a T, not even without the T.
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect.
Perfect. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's a little cooler, but, I mean, it's fine.
It's better than negative 23.
Right. So, anyway, so going back to that. So, now that we know that you like that, like, do you prefer it to be thicker? Like, are you a size queen when it comes to length, or do you prefer girth?
I'm neither one, really. I don't care. It's a penis.
You know, I appreciate the penises that are on the average size, but I don't want a short man, if that makes sense.
Don't want no short
man. Oh, and this is, we were...
Don't want no short man.
Have you ever seen the documentary called Hung Hero?
I think we just watched that.
So you, okay, so you know the story about the guy who...
He wanted to go get his penis lengthened.
Right, right, because he proposed to his girlfriend at a game, and they ended up showing the video on the Tron, and as they were showing the video, he was proposing, and she said no. So then this video goes viral. Well, after they find out why she said no, they ended up finding out that it was because he was not well endowed.
That's sad.
That's so fucking mean. So then, okay, so then the if you guys, spoiler alert, I don't know if you guys are going to watch it, but watch it anyway, because it's a really interesting documentary.
Some of the things that some people go through.
I mean, some of the things that he even went through was just kind of like, what the fuck?
I walked in on it when he was like, I'm not letting that guy give me a shot of whatever he has.
Oh, that was probably... Either that was the beginning or that was the very end.
It was close to the end.
Oh, okay. Because then... Yeah, because it starts off with that at the beginning and then it closes with that scene. So anyway, so... He eventually goes through all this thing. These, you know, trying to get, like... Excuse me, pills. Trying to get, like, lengthening. And so, just so y'all know, the penis is not like a muscle. So you can't pull on it, and it's going to get bigger. So, because you can actually tear it, and you can actually cause a lot of damage if you do that.
You can tear it.
So it's not like a muscle, you're not going to do fucking... Right. You're not going to do bicep curls.
Oh, pretty.
Oh, pretty. You're not going to do...
Y'all, the Buckingham Palace is...
not our, Palace, girl.
The Buckingham Fountain is on, and it looks really pretty.
She's pretty, girls. Anyway, so you can't... You could actually do a lot of damage. Anyway, he went to the urologist, and the urologist was like, you're slightly, and when I mean slightly, you're like slightly below average. So he's fine. So I just it got me thinking, like, I mean, is it that serious for some people? Because in the documentary, the doctor was, one of the several doctors he had gone to, or specialists that he had gone to, had said, you know, technically, when women say, oh, they need something that's really big to hit that spot, it's false, because they said that the G-spot is only like 2 inches inside the woman. Mm-hmm. So if you have at least 2 inches, you're going to eventually hit it.
Well, and the doctor also told him that most women don't care about that.
Right. So it was like...
I mean, I would love to have, you know, a good 10 more inches added to mine. I mean...
To your 20 right now?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. No one wants to walk around. Well, then, no, because then he actually met the guy that
the
holds a record.
Biggest penis.
Did you see that?
When he was just walking.
Nasty.
It looked like one of those snails that are, like, in the the shell, the penis snails. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, people God, it just looked awful. Like, it was, that shit was, like, I think that was wrapped around his leg twice.
It could have been.
And that was not, that was flaccid, you guys. Like, it was, I think his penis, they said his penis measures, like, 13-something flaccid.
Flaccid.
That's fucking insane. Someone in Korea, several, lost lots of inches with that man when he was made. Anyway, so it was just interesting and kind of fascinating at the idea that all this is just very kind of like, you know, we're so obsessed with size and we tend to forget that you know, there's more.
That there is a person attached to that.
Yeah, a little bit. That's why. That's
so
why.
You know where we're going.
No, but I know where I'm headed, in what direction I'm headed.
It's like 238 South Halsted or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I mean, so I'll turn on Roosevelt.
There's like a new Mariano's down through there.
Yeah. I know like the area. I just don't know exactly where it's at, but I'm sure once I get to the area, we'll find it. What are we on time?
Oh, I think we have 23 minutes.
Okay. So yeah, so it was just a fascinating sort of, it was a really interesting take on, you know, and of course they kind of delved into like the whole gay thing and how like we are kind of size queen ish, but you know that really doesn't matter.
200 South Halsted.
Yeah, I know exactly where I know what direction I'm headed, but and the funny thing is that I don't know if you saw the part where he walked into the sex shop, and then he met that girl, and he ends up
dating her.
Yeah, he ends up dating her afterwards, and they were still.
They were still together.
Dating, yeah. So that was kind of interesting, I thought. So anyway, I think it's called Hung Hero. It's a really good documentary. I think you guys should watch it.
That's good.
And then let us know what you guys think about it. But other than that, like, that was kind of what prompted the conversation with Jules about, like, penis and all that stuff. Because I was telling her about that movie. And she was just like, no, I need it to be big. And I was like, that's because you have a cavernous pussy.
Wow.
You can fly a 747 in there.
I saw that picture on Twitter.
Exactly. that was Pookie. No, you guys, that was Jules. Anyway, go ahead.
You guys, I have to say that we live in probably the prettiest city ever.
Oh, totes. I agree.
Our skyline is amazing.
Very much so.
All kinds of art everywhere.
All kinds of hot boys, too.
Yeah, I mean, the train's a little scurry, but downtown you feel safe. You don't feel like you're going to get murdered.
No, I mean, in daytime, yeah.
Well, at nighttime. I've been down there at 3 o'clock in the morning transferring to Jackson.
It could be a little sketchy. Like, if you're, like, in the Loop area, it could be a little sketchy, but for the most part, I think...
Actually, it's kind of weird because there's really no one after downtown closes, like... No one's there. It's kind of weird. Like, no one's walking around and stuff.
Sometimes. I still think there's a little sketchiness that happens, but not, like, it's... I think it depends on the time of year. Like, in the summertime, I think there's a lot more activity because people are going out. It's beautiful outside. Yada, yada, yada. In the wintertime, definitely, it's a lot. It's way different than it is in the daytime. Or in the summertime. So any other topics that you'd like to discuss?
No, I think we're good. We're almost at 30 minutes. I think that's a pretty good on the road again.
Right? Yeah. Before we stop, have you listened to the new Nicki Minaj song?
No.
Pills and Potions?
No.
Yesterday I called it. I said to my friend, I was like, have you listened to the new song, by Nicki Minaj called Pillows and Partitions? And he was like, wow, that's hot.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's hot.
Both of them. But anyway, we're going to see a bunch of them. I mean,
especially where we're going. Oh, because that's by the hotel, right?
IML, is the hotel is...
That way.
It's one of these hotels, like on the side over here.
Really?
I think it's more that way.
No, I think it's that way, because it's by Michigan Avenue. Like by the mall. Yeah, it's over there. So, yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, Nicki Minaj song? What's it like?
I just heard a real, like, small snippet of it, and it sounds like the other shit she's made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She rhymes beach with beach.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Batch with batch. Anyway, so we're gonna enjoy some Greek food here in about a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can find a good parking spot. Yeah, that's going to be a little bit of an issue, I think.
Well, I think parking is okay over in that area. Not a lot of people, they have a lot of street parking. We don't have to, like, pay to go into a garage or something.
Okay. So. Yeah, I mean.
All right, so we're going to bang. We're leaving.
Yeah.
This is Roger.
And this is Mimi. Oh, I'm sorry. And our host is Ricky.
Talk to you later.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.